Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last Sunday was an exciting day for me. It was my 6th month anniversary here at Holly Grove. I started on January 11th, and last Sunday on July 11th, I celebrated 6 months of life together with you. I still can't quite wrap my head around the fact that it's already been 6 months. Time seems to go by so quickly sometimes, and we've certainly had a lot going on in our life together. On the one hand, it feels like I've been here a lot longer and know all of you fairly well. But on the other hand, I haven't been here that long at all, and we're still getting to know each other and learn things about each other. There's probably a lot that you feel like you already know about me. One, you know that I have a puppy who I'm crazy about named George. And by the way, he comes to the office with me on Tuesday mornings. So if you ever need to get some pet snuggles in, George would love to meet you and love on you. You've probably learned that I say I have a lot of favorite things in Scripture. I often say, this book of the Bible is one of my favorites, or this book of the Bible is one of my favorites, or this is one of my favorite verses, or this is one of my favorite stories in Scripture. I have a lot of favorites in the Bible. You've probably learned that my favorite color to wear is black. And no, this wasn't a deciding factor when I decided to become a pastor, but it is a work perk for me that I get to wear my favorite color every day. But one of the things you may not know about me yet is that I love naps. I love a good nap. Now, I don't get to take a nap very often, but as many Sunday afternoons as I can, I try to get in a Sunday afternoon nap. I don't think there's a better afternoon to take a nap than Sundays. There are a lot of reasons why Sundays are my favorite day of the week. One, I love Sunday mornings. It's when we all come together. I get to see all of you, and we get to pray together and worship together and share in God's holy meal together. But I love Sunday afternoons, too, because as soon as I get home and eat my lunch, I put on my comfy clothes, I grab my coziest blanket, and I hunker down on the couch for a good Sunday afternoon nap. We don't talk about rest all that much. And it's maybe because we don't do it that much. I think we've sort of been conditioned in our culture to be busy, 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 and not necessarily talk about rest or do it that much. How many of us can relate to the verse that I just read a few minutes ago that said they had no leisure to even eat? How many of us don't take time to sit down for breakfast or lunch, or we just grab a granola bar on our way out the door, or drive through a fast food restaurant to get our lunch and eat it while we're driving? I think God has a word for us today in these first few verses of today's gospel lesson, a word about a healthy biblical rhythm of work and rest. Listen to these verses again. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. This passage concludes Mark's story about sending the 12 out on a mission. Jesus had given them his own authority to go out and do the work that he himself was already doing, to teach, to cast out demons, and to heal the sick and injured. From what we can tell, it was a very effective mission. The disciples returned and were so eager to tell Jesus about all that they had done and taught. And while they were giving their reports, Jesus instructed them, "Come away with me and rest a while." While the disciples were focused, so focused on the work that they were doing for God, Jesus invited them to come away and to be with God. Jesus invited them to rest and to spend time in his presence. In the Wednesday evening Bible study, one of the topics that has come up in our last couple of lessons is the gift that God gives God's people in the Sabbath. Yes, I said gift, because the Sabbath is meant to be a gift that allows us to slow down and to take time for friendship with God, with others, and with nature. But some of us, we only know one speed, full speed ahead, and we get so busy that we just can't stop. But Jesus calls us and invites us to come away with him, away from the busyness, away from the noise of the world, away from our to-do lists and our phones, and to be with him. Our good shepherd wants to lead us beside still waters. Now, I hope you know that I'm preaching to myself every bit, if not more, than I am preaching this to you. Rest and a healthy rhythm of work and rest is one of my biggest struggles. You see, I know all of this in my head. I desire a healthy rhythm of working and resting, but knowing it and doing it are two very different things. There's always so much to be done all the time, and there are so many good things to say yes to. And before I know it, I can very easily fall into the trap of equating doing for God with being with God. But doing work and being with God in the intimacy of friendship are not the same thing. I think a lot of us get so busy that we forget to spend time with God, and it affects our relationship with God. Sometimes, or a lot of the time, we take advantage of the fact that God is always with us and that God will always be there for us. But our relationship with God is in many ways like every other relationship. If we want it to be healthy, if we want it to be strong, if we want it to be intimate, we have to invest ourselves in it. We cannot expect to be close to God and not spend time with God. The truth is that God is always with us, and God is always revealing God's self to us. But we are the ones who are often too busy to take notice and to pay attention. And yet God deeply, deeply desires for us to spend time with God, to spend time with God in scripture and in prayer, both listening and talking, because prayer is often too one-sided, where we do all the talking and we don't often listen to what our other conversation partner is saying. But God invites us to spend time in God's presence, resting and being with God. I think that there are many reasons why we don't take time to rest with God and spend time in God's presence, and I'm going to list just a few. One, it can be hard for many of us to rest because staying busy is how we avoid or disconnect from the overwhelming and painful feelings that we have inside of us. Two, many of us find it hard to rest because we were taught that love and belonging had to be earned through achieving and accomplishing and working hard. Three, many of us find it hard to rest because we were taught that we had to earn our rest by finishing the job. But the job is life. And because we don't finish it, then we don't allow ourselves to rest. And four, too many of us equate doing for God with being for God, and they're not the same thing. Author Anne Lamott says this: almost anything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including yourself. God gives us the gift of unplugging from work, from busyness, from striving. God gives us the gift of Sabbath, a gift of time to enjoy friendship with God and with others and with nature. We don't have to earn our rest. It is a gift from God. God invites us to slow down and to rest in God's presence, to enter a deeper relationship with God. The disciples in the lesson were so focused on the work they were doing for God, and Jesus invited them to come away and to be with God. Jesus invited them to rest and to spend time in his presence. His invitation is for all of us as well. Hear Jesus say to you, "Come away with me and rest a while." Amen.